brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got a ton of really important news, audio clips, analysis coming up in the next 2 hours. In the first hour, I played the Ron Paul clip where they go, why do you talk about the imaginary North American Union conspiracy and the CFR and Trilateral Commission? He answered, well, they do exist. Why are you saying they don't? So we're discussing that. We're taking calls all across the map. Any issue you want to discuss, but I hope you'll chime in on it. Joe in Pennsylvania, then Rasheen, Steve, Chris, Stuart, and others. You're on the air, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I've been waiting forever, and I got to tell you, I want your listeners to understand something that's very important, that they do their homework. My world changed about a month ago when a woman came into my house, and my wife does taxes, and she mentioned what was going on, and she said, just look up the word Amaro. Now, I'm a quadriplegic, and I have the luxury of time, so I went right away and I looked up Amaro, and I found out, you know, what it was, and slowly I called it going down the rabbit hole like Alice in Wonderland.
And it's all officially announced, but they just tell the public it doesn't exist.
Well, it's not only that. What happened was it led me down to you. I went to Aaron Russo, and I bought the tape Freedom to Fascism. And then I went and I looked up your videos, and I watched the Bohemian Grove. And I got to tell you, and again, I want your listeners out there, I'm not a plan, I'm not anything. I ordered every one of your videos yesterday, and I'm educating my wife and my father. They live with me in my house, and they don't believe, they don't want to hear any of this. But there's people out there that do want to hear it. And what I'm trying to say is, this is documented stuff. Do your homework. To the people that are cynical listening to me, do your homework. Don't believe Alex. Don't believe all these crazies. Go out there and look at these documents. They're on the government websites. There are news clips, video news clips of the well-established broadcasters saying this. And the thing is, like,
well, see, that's the psychological warfare. They announce it, then deny it. Announce it, then deny it, and it gets us more and more mad.
Well, you know what it is, Alex. We live in, somebody coined this phrase. We live in a drive-through society. We go and we pay our meat. We pay our $5. We get our hamburger, and that's what we want, and that's how we get it. And you know, we just don't want to have time to do any research, and we believe like sheep. That, yep, they said it. It's true. And the whole thing is, like 20 years ago, I said to my broker, I have some money in the bank, and I said to my broker, I said, do you think someday they're going to be, now I'm a Christian, and I believed in the mark of the beast, and I, you know, try to talk to people about it, and they look at you like you got six heads. But anyway, I said, do you think there's going to be a cashless society? And this was, like I said, 20 years ago, and she said, not for at least another 20 years. Now, the RFID card, the Real ID Act that's coming in, that is the precursor to the
head of Visa, the head of MasterCard. They've all said in the last 2 years that by 2011, we will be cashless. There'll still be cash, but they've already studied it. They've already done tests. They've already announced it, and people deny that, too. They put RFID in the money. Not all of it, but they do plan to have all of it soon, and in that way, it is cashlessly tracked.
If the people will go and look this up, it's Applied Digital, it's Digital Angel, and it's the Verichip Corporation. They already have Verimed.
Well, that's just a front company of IBM. It's just one of probably 50.
Absolutely, I agree with you. And by the way, they're going to get sucked up by IBM because their stocks are dirt cheap right now. They're like 90.
Well, sir, do you know who financed them and then keeps financing them when they're in the red? It's IBM owns them.
No, I don't. IBM owns, well, from Verichip,
I haven't looked at their financial filings since 2001, but last time I looked at it, IBM owned the majority.
Right. Well, Digital Angel was Applied Digital was going to go under, but they had to meet some. The Digital Angel had to meet some debt before IBM sucked them up. But right now, their stocks are all.
I hear you. I got to jump. Good to have you on board, sir. Rasheen, Steve, Chris, Stewart, many others. We'll be right back with your calls right here on the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This just in, John Ashcroft was confronted by We Are Change. We're going to be playing the audio of that video coming up in about 30 minutes right here on the Alex Jones Show. And I will be getting into the Ron Paul Revolution, the latest developments there, the latest war drums, and what's happening with the economy. I know we have loaded phone lines, and we're going to get to everybody here in just a moment. Before I do that, ladies and gentlemen, eFoods Direct, eFoodsDirect.com is the website. Huge banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can't miss them. And if you go to eFoodsDirect.com, you can look at the incredible high quality of their food, all the different packages for any budget, from 2 months supplies for individuals to year supplies for families or year supplies for individuals. And it stores in very small areas. I mean, you can store a year's supply for one person in a small closet if you stacked it to the ceiling, because it's all been freeze-dried. So it keeps its nutritional value, it keeps its flavor, it lasts for 10 years in an uncontrolled area, you know, where it goes, where it gets hot and cold. In a controlled area, it could last 15 years or longer and keep much of its nutritional value. It's high-quality, storable foods, and in these uncertain times, this is an insurance policy you can eat. You need to take physical holdings in precious metals, physical holdings in firearms, physical holdings in water filtration, physical holdings in basic preparedness, and food is numero uno next to water. So give them a call, 1-800-409-5633, eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen, the J. Michael Stevens Group, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Do not wait. And I didn't plug this last hour, so I'll plug it now. Endgame is the most important film I've ever made. And I've got to say, and I've seen them all, most of them at least, I'm sure there's some I haven't seen, but all the big Patriot/Truth films, that Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement is the most comprehensive, most highly produced, most professionally produced film dealing with the New World Order, with the North American Union, the European Union, the globalist, who runs it, what their basic plans are, all documented. And that's only the first half. It's 2 hours, 20 minutes long with 40 minutes of extras. The second half is their eugenics, their history, what makes them tick, what their philosophy is. First, who they are, what they're doing, what they're physically setting up for control, and then what they plan to do, what they've already done. There's more than 20 examples in the film of thousands. People think this is shocking. This is nothing. But it is still, as people say, one of the most frightening films I've ever seen. Good. You should be upset. You should be concerned. That fear is meant to get you out of fear to take action. Where they would take children, put them in radiation tanks, and fry them to death right here in the U.S. Hundreds of thousands globally, over 100,000 in Israel, taking our troops, nerve-gassing them, murdering them, sterilizing 40-plus percent of Native American women, grabbing women in this country they had under a B-plus average, sterilizing them from the 20s through the 80s, and it's still going on under other guises, murdering foster children with pesticides and chemical biological tests, murdering people on the New York subways, just hardcore slaughter. Why don't they kill you then of their hardcore slaughter? They do this in certain divisions, certain tests, to create cadres of killers who will do the test, that's the main reason, and test their weapons on us. They don't want to kill me as I walk the razor's edge, putting everything in God's hands, because if they kill me, it will make me a martyr. I'm a little too young for them to give me fake cancer to kill me, like they did many other people. They still might do that, though it doesn't run in my family until people hit 70, 80. We have pretty good genes. And they might kill me in a car wreck. They might just cap me. The point is, there's too many of us. The ideas out there. They tried to contain it 20, 30 years ago. If you were one of these investigators, they'd kill you deader than a hammer quick. They don't now because there's too many of us, and our numbers are spreading. That makes it safer for everybody, not just me, but you. But I'm already belaboring. I want to go to your calls. The point is, folks, get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Call right now and say, I want Endgame, and I want to get it with Loose Change Final Cut so you get a big discount on Endgame. You can get as much as a 45% discount on Endgame when you order it in bulk. You don't have to fight the crowds, go to the stupid malls. They're pumping in subliminal audio. That's mainstream news, by the way. You don't believe me, just go check it out. By the way, they have monkeys that have been spliced with jellyfish being sold in Asia. If you don't believe me, just type glowing monkeys into Google, Forbes, AP, Reuters. See, I mean, we're in the future, folks. We're here, but I'm already digressing. The point is, that could give rise to a killer virus anytime. Top scientists have reported they don't care. They're just splicing everything. Pigs, humans, goats, spiders, roaches, tomatoes, it's all total insanity. The globalists are completely nuts. But Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, 888-253-3139. A lot of you have already seen Endgame online at prisonplanet.tv in super high quality. Why not give somebody a prisonplanet.tv monthly trial subscription for $5.95? Why not put more fuel in our gas tank so we can drive this New World Order system into the ground? So we can take this tank and run right over them. But that's a secondary issue. Get Endgame. Get Loose Change Final Cut. Infowars.com. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you need to have mailed your mail orders to get Endgame or Final Cut, Loose Change. Totally new film, folks. Incredibly powerful. The preeminent 9/11 film. Best out there. You need to write for that by the 8th or 9th, I would say, because any orders that come in by phone or by computer, everything through the 16th will be shipped out by the 17th. We have to stay up here all night. We're going to do it. Used to we'd be 2 weeks behind on shipping. Now we're only 4 or 5 days behind. Got great folks back there. And we're even catching up to try to get up this week to the day. Orders come in one day, they ship out the next. And so we need you to order the films by mail. You need to get that letter in by the 7th or 8th because it'll take 4, 5, 6 days on average to get to us. Then we got to fulfill it, ship it out to you. So mail orders need to be sent in the next 7, 8 days. But you've got another 16, 17 days to call toll-free number or to go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com. The point is, don't wait. Don't fight the crowds. Take action now, 888-253-3139. Or have instant access to all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the weekly TV reports, the in-studio interviews, other special reports, Endgame 1.5, over an hour and 47 minutes of footage at prisonplanet.tv. Okay, I'm done plugging. That's the last hour's plugs and this hour's plugs together. I'm going to try to move quick now, callers. Rasheen in New York, go ahead.
Hey, hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, okay, Mr. Jones, I'm so excited about an article, two articles that I have in my hand right now. This is pertaining to the debate. Remember that? Remember the gentleman that talked about Ron Paul running as an independent?
Yes.
Okay, I actually watched him on the after, I guess it was the post-debate coverage. They actually interviewed the guy. And he rammed and raved about how he was so upset about Ron Paul, yada, yada, yada. But I kind of got a little suspicious about him, and I'm sure some other viewers did
so
as well.
So you Googled his name and found out he was an operative.
Well, I don't know if he's an operative, but I did run into an article that the WQAD wrote on July 27th of this year. I guess that's the day after the Democratic debate. Can I read a little excerpt of this article?
Yes, sir.
A Quad City voter is making the national headlines tonight. Mark Strauss of Devonport was one of 3,000 voters to submit a question through YouTube Monday for Monday's Democratic presidential debate. And CNN has already contacted him about editing a different question for the Republican presidential debate in September. What do you make of that?
Again, read that slowly again.
Okay, it says, a Quad City voter is making national headlines tonight. Again, this is from July 27th of this year. His name is Mark Strauss of Devonport, was one of 3,000 voters to submit a question through YouTube for Monday's Democratic presidential debate. Then it says, and CNN has already contacted him about editing a different question for the Republican presidential debate in September.
Yeah, that shows how CNN stages most of this. They had a bunch of Republican Party operatives there who I know of personally. They had just a bunch of Democratic operatives there. And I will tell you that I'll eat my hat, as they say. All my instincts say it, that questioner for Ron Paul about the NAU not existing and all that, that individual was fed that question as well. Because it's phrased to sound like it's campy and from the population, but I just have learned to see the signature. In fact, I know. I can just tell you I know. But I don't like to go off that. I've just learned to call these things. And so there you have it.
Also, there's also another article the same day from the Huntington Post. I guess they have a blog or something else that's called the Off the Bus. And in there, if you scroll through, there's another line that says CNN didn't just pick the questions. They identified contributors and in some cases worked with them to shape the question or the video. Mark Strauss' name is in that same paragraph. I found that to be very suspicious.
Yeah, what's the name of the article again? It sounds like something my limited staff might try to do.
Just Google the term Mark Strauss, WQAD, and also Google Mark Strauss, Huntington Post, and I guess the blog is Off the Bus.
Well, well done, Rasheen. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back. I'm going to see. I just said I'd go quickly to calls. We spent 4 minutes with him because he's such a great caller. You're all great callers. Steve in Denver, Chris, Stewart, Glenn, many others. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. And, again, I have a huge stack of important news. 5 more audio clips I want to play. John Ashcroft being confronted. First time you'll hear this on air. Great folks at We Are Change. This is coming up in the next 20 minutes or so, but I want to finish up with the older callers, ones that have been on there longer. And, yeah, they stage all this stuff, folks. Just like they stage most of these press conferences. It's fake. It's fake. It's staged. People make fun of me for always saying it's staged, it's staged. Nine times out of ten, it's staged. It's as fake as a $3 bill. We'll be right back after this quick break right here on the GCN Radio Network, PrisonPlanet.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Hi, I'm Lynette Brooks, founder of MetaCleanse, the original colon cleanse combining the healing power of flaxseed with the detoxification of bentonite clay. In a perfect world, we would eat natural, healthy foods, but the foods we eat today are not the foods nature intended for us. Fast food is toxic food. I've been producing MetaCleanse for over 20 years, and customers from across the U.S. say that MetaCleanse helps your body detoxify from fast foods as well as other environmental poisons, such as heavy metals and pesticides in the intestinal tract. For centuries, flax has been known as nature's superfood. Even the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. A one-month supply of MetaCleanse is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com for only $22.95 plus shipping and handling. Or call me today at 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. Radiant health has never been easier.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's go to Steve in Denver, Colorado. You're on the air, Steve.
On. Great job. Excellent.
Well, thank you, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, great job on Endgame. I saw it just last week, and I thought it was excellent. Really good. You know, we talked a little about, I guess it was about a month ago, about writing letters to Congress, and you know, Congress has been completely derelict. So what we did was we kind of put together a website where we're going to hope to, our goal is to try to get 400,000 to 500,000 letters going off every week on these issues. And, you know, Ron Paul has got his bill up there, House Resolution 3835, the American Freedom Agenda Act. That needs support. We really need to build the coattails for Ron Paul right now in Congress, and we need to find out who our friends are and who our enemies are. And there's a whole lot of things that are going on. I think we really need to try to stop this Senate Resolution 1959 before Christmas, because you know what happened with the Federal Reserve Act back in 1913, Alex? They passed that right before Christmas when everybody had gone home.
Well, they passed hundreds of horrible bills right before Christmas.
And I got the feeling they're going to try to do it this year, too. So, you know, our goal is to try to get people mobilized. I know a lot of folks are dumbed down, but your listeners are on the ball. They're listening. We can take this government back. We can take that building, the Capitol. We need to get in there and hold these guys accountable.
We have to first believe that we can do that, and that's what's happening. And by coattails of Ron Paul, the meetup groups, the MySpace accounts, the organizations where in major towns and even small cities, thousands of people, hundreds in other cases, are coming out to events, physically manifesting after interfacing with each other in cyberspace. We need to now take that and put that into other movements because, again, Ron Paul is a focal point, a rallying point, but you're absolutely right. We need to get other candidates that are running right now to run on the Ron Paul candidacy, to affiliate with Ron Paul, you know, to create more of a Ron Paul movement around that name recognition. And I agree, letters to Congress do help, phone calls do help. And go ahead and give your website out.
Okay, it's called righttoredress.com. Right to redress. You can spell it either way, W-R-I-T, like you write a letter, or right as the right to redress from the First Amendment. And you can.
I got to jump. Good job. Good to hear from you, Steve. Chris in Idaho, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
First of all, I just want to thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you.
And sorry, I was taking notes on the last caller. I wanted to say that it's my understanding there was only a 3% public approval rating for the Revolutionary War, and yet we find ourselves, you know, here we find ourselves in the Great American Experiment.
Yeah, 3% started the war, 5% won the war.
And so, you know, I just want to say thank you, and, you know, God's Word says that the overcomers will be rewarded, so God bless you and your family, and may you guys persevere and overcome. But the best way that I can describe, you know, what's happening and the way that you've tied it all together is great, but it reminds me of the pyramid, you know, the power structure, and between the capstone that's raised and the base of the pyramid, there's an arc kind of that is a convex dome, basically, that the God of this world has created to that all of the noise that we are encouraged to create under that bubble through the divide and conquer and order through chaos model, all that noise bounces off that bubble, and so they create this faction and infighting under that bubble.
So people never even talk about dealing with the New World Order system, actually tearing down what they've built. We end up ninnying and fighting over, you know, is it Count Bibble Bopper or Lord Snoopy, you know, that are actually controlling the final penultimate levers. We know it's all these major organizations. They're all controlled by the globalists. Just fight them. Expose them instead of spending half our energies ninnying about. But a lot of that's by design. A lot of that's put out by COINTELPRO and then kind of idiots and dummies and well-meaning fools kind of pile on. But then even addressing it becomes somewhat of a distraction. And I appreciate your call. I mean, I've tried with the crowd that viciously has threatened me, called for my death, all kinds of stuff, because I'm a Jewish agent and I won't say that Jews are a devil seed and that all our problems are Jews. If we didn't have Jews around, everything would be okay. No, of course Israel's got corrupt people running it. So does our government. So does Germany. So does Italy. So does China, Russia. That's the nature of history in the world. That's what Jesus talked about, wickedness in high places. We know that. Now let's fight the system. Let's wake the people up. And I thought that was one of the more vicious groups. It is one of the more vicious, but a lot of them are just sick and unhappy, really weird people. Then there's the other different crowds, and some of them think they're so pious, and you try to talk to them. I talk to people off air many times, and then they just won't listen. Like you, like as a human being, you're trying to explain, listen, listen to me. What you're saying is not true about me or somebody else. And they just go, no, it's not. No, no. Again, they're like these Republicans that say there's no NAU. They just won't wake up and admit they were wrong. We've got to ignore them and move forward.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Pienso que un sueño para sido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa del viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo a volar en el cielo infinito. Volaré.
I'm Alex Jones, and you found the tip of the spear, the front lines in the info war. I am your wartime broadcaster in the defense of this fine republic. The globalists have almost completely taken over to use as an engine of global domination. while at the same time destroying our name in history and demonizing liberty and freedom. By the way, I was just thinking about divide and conquer. We have to be very clear with Balkanization. Given the Balkans, they were using Muslims or Croats to attack the Serbs or Serbs to attack another group. That doesn't mean that one of those individual groups shouldn't defend themselves. That means that while they're being overrun, that means they should be conscious, though, of how the Balkanization is being used, and that the fact that, you know, the British tacticians and others bragged about the fact of how they Balkanized it and how they did it and how the Austrian-Hungarian Empire was broken up using it. Now, it's the same thing with Latin America. Our government, under Smedley Butler and other Marine Corps generals, and Smedley Butler wrote books about this, went in and overthrew dozens and dozens of nations. You're like, well, wait a minute, there's only like 10 countries down there. Well, exactly. They overthrew them time and time again. I mean, I haven't even counted it up. Probably 50 invasions or probably 30 or 40 invasions and another 30, 40, 50, I don't know, 100 financed coups down there. I mean, imagine if foreign governments were constantly overthrowing the U.S. Well, now that's happened. That's what globalism is. Big global corporations have just come in and done it. They called it gunboat diplomacy. They'd give them loans, tell their politicians not to pay them back. When they didn't pay them back, they'd retire to the U.S. or Spain or Switzerland. And then we'd send in the Marines to fully take over the nation and the land and kick everybody off their property and put dictators in or corrupt governments. So these people are mad at us, and they've all been taught this in school. Well, what does our government do? They know that, so they actually go finance in the teaching in school in Latin America and in Mexico, that the U.S. belongs to Mexico, and Mexico's bad. They even teach it in public school. When I was in public school, I was taught that. So now the globalists can conquer the U.S. They go down there, enslave them, do all these horrible things to them, and then they bring them up here and sick them on America. And even if they're not politically wanting to destroy the U.S., and I would say the majority of these illegal aliens do, and they openly say it and state it, and it's in all their writings, they still drive down the wages, blow out the social welfare net at the state level, at the hospitals, and on welfare and the prison systems, and that's all admitted. And then the feds get to come in there. Again, it's pressure from below, pressure from above. So I don't dislike Latin Americans. In fact, I think they're really neat, diverse, interesting people. And I don't dislike Mexicans from Mexico. But I understand that they are a weapon, and I understand our country's already had a lowering of standards and our standard of living and our quality of life. And I know this is just the beginning. It's kind of like when you're going over a water slide, right? When you first start sliding, you're going slow. Now we're starting to speed up. And it takes, and you slide down 90% of the slide faster than it took you to go down the first 10%. Well, we've just hit the part where we're accelerating right now. 37 million immigrants here in the last 10 years. That's the new big census just came out with federal data that we covered yesterday. 37 million. Now, more than half of those, it says, are illegal aliens. Now, remember, the feds admit that their census probably only picked up half the illegals, so the media keeps using this 14 million number that, by the way, is already 3 years old, so even their number now is about 16 mil. Well, double 16 mil, that's 32 mil illegal. And another 15-plus mil legal. Now, folks, what's 32 mil and 15 mil? 30 million and 15 million is a massive number. 45 million, add two more, that's 47 million people, two-thirds of them illegal aliens, 80% of those from Mexico, more than 30% of the Mexican population living here on average, taught in their schools from birth that America stole their land and hates them, and the ADL puts out a report saying that racist lie and say that La Raza and other people call for La Reconquista. All you got to do is tune in a few days a week to Spanish radio. You don't even have to speak Spanish, just know the words, La Reconquista, Raza, race. I mean, you listen for an hour, you're going to hear it. You listen to Piolín right here in Austin, Texas, now the number one station, Piolín, right here in Austin, Texas. And it is just wall-to-wall race politics, Raza, 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 Raza. And I'm just supposed to sit here like an idiot and not wake up to that. I am not against these people. I wish I could speak Spanish well. I wish I had the money to put out everything in Spanish. I wish you'd translate our articles. I wish people that speak Spanish out there that know what's happening would take the ideas, the info we put out here, check it out for yourselves, and then warn these people. Because let me tell you something, the Mexican leaders don't tell them not to take the vaccines. They tell them do it. They don't tell them don't go to Planned Parenthood and kill their little Mexican babies. I don't want you to kill your Mexican babies. I don't want babies dying. See, I care about you, because you're a human being, a lot more than your New World Order bosses do, who want you dead, who actually want to hurt your raza. But I'll tell you right now, when the Plan of San Diego comes out, and I found out about it 2 years ago, because they were wearing Plan of San Diego shirts at an event, and a historian, Hispanic gentleman, walked over, works at UT, a professor, said, you know what that means? Another fellow walked over and told me what it meant. And he said, they're wearing the Plan of San Diego, a plan to kill all whites 16 and older. And I said, I don't believe it. And the guy seemed real credible. And, you know, you get a sense somebody's telling the truth, but you've got to trust but verify. And I went and Googled it, University of Texas, University of Mexico City, the mass military attacks on Texas. I didn't even know that. And I mean, I am white. And so I know everybody's been told that I'm not allowed to have my raza, that if I say that I have any fealty to my raza or to my culture, and that I don't want you to kill my children. And then the Texas Civil Rights publication, Texas Civil Rights Journal, I'll never forget it, came out and said, well, Mr. Jones, you're a racist, and you came out and protested the Mexican Independence Day, which was really a raza, big Hispanic Klan meeting. I mean, they were saying things more radical than the Klan says, which is, I find, very distasteful. I've gone out and bullhorned the Klan. Why is it acceptable for them to say all this? And I went out there, and I heard all this. And then Texas Civil Rights Commission said, well, I mean, the Texas Civil Rights Journal said, well, they've been oppressed. So, yeah, they did kill a bunch of people in the Plan of San Diego. And it was basically like, yeah, there's a plan to kill you, and just lay down and die. Man, I can't sit there while 30-plus million people are running around saying they want to kill me. What do you expect me to do? What do you want me to do? I'm going to fight back. But see, the globalists know that, and then they get to get everybody fighting with each other, and then they get to play us off against each other, and it's bull. You don't hear Jesse Jackson telling New York to stop taking black foster children and testing drugs and chemicals and pesticide on them and killing them. That's in the news. You don't hear the Al Sharpton doing it. They're on the payroll, folks. Just like your Raza and your Mecha members are. Financed by this pimp government. All right, I've already digressed. So we have to fight the New World Order tool of destroying our sovereignty, overrunning us with third world invasion. It's already unsustainable. 30-plus million illegals, 15 legals in the 10 years. I mean, it's already probably. Kind of like they've chopped both our arms off and we're bleeding to death. Now they want to chop both legs off and slit our throat, and we're just flopping around in a pool of blood, and the media is saying we're delusional for even talking about it. None of it exists, and there's no amnesty, and there's no problem. There's not Mexican flags everywhere, and Raza this, Raza that. La Reconquista this, or La Reconquista that. All right, I said I'd go to calls and the Ashcroft thing's coming up. Who's next here? You said I skipped a caller? And then Stuart, then back to Stuart. Glenn was before him. Okay, Glenn in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, you there?
Yes, sir.
Alex, it's ironic. First off, thank you for the opportunity to speak to you and to fellow listeners. It's ironic. This dovetails back to another caller that called earlier. I think God gives people the same, not just one person the vision, but numerous people the same.
The show seems to have themes on subjects I don't even talk about or that I don't raise that day.
The idea, it came to me a few days ago. If, I should say, let's be positive, when Dr. Paul wins, we've only won a battle. We haven't won the war. What we're facing is they'll redouble and retriple their efforts in the media and in Congress against the American people. What came to me was the idea of a contract for a constitutional America. The idea being that I try to send out letters to individual congressmen and senators if they would make a commitment, sign a pledge to not vote for anything that is blatantly unconstitutional, in violation of the Constitution. And if they won't sign the pledge, I know it's getting late for us here in the year, but try to run candidates, be they Democrats or Republicans, that would sign that pledge.
I understand, but that's something that a $50 million organization would have trouble setting up in this much time. It's a great idea. We should do it in the next election cycle. You should start the organization now and start trying to move it down the field. Then you're going to have arguments with your own board about what's constitutional, what's not. Congress will then claim different things. They're a pack of lawyers up there.
Exactly. The first thing crossed my mind is you'd have to run this as a pack, a political action committee. But it's a thought, and I want to give people a plug for another one of your websites, which is Prison Planet Forum.
Yes, sir.
Too many of the, if you're solidly behind us and what we believe in, get on Prison Planet. Let's talk to each other. Alex, it's been a pleasure. God bless you, and God bless your family, and thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate you calling us, Glenn. Stuart Mass. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm on speakerphone here because I risk my freaking job doing this stuff. But anyway, I was just thinking, man, I'm nervous all the way down here, so I know you must be nervous up there. Hello?
Yeah, you're on air. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah. I know you must be nervous, but I want to speak this to you. We're going to win against these people. We're going to crush them down. We're going to win. And
I'll say this. They've lost the initiative, and they've been exposed. All their fake newscasts, all their staged questions. I mean, it's the unraveling of their system. They don't have that haughty arrogance like they did before. Or when they try to put that face on, they look scared. So, yes, sir, we have a chance with God's help.
And I just wanted to say this because, all those people out there who are under their spell or their minds are dulled from all the poisons, I'm going to rebuke that. And also, now that we drag this serpent out into the light, I'm going to smite it. I'm going to smite him with the sword of the Spirit. And I'm just praying to dispatch mighty angels to people like your side and all you who are up there on the front lines. And we're like I said, we're going to win this. And
God bless you, my friend. God bless you. Thanks for the call. There's no doubt I've got some angels in my life, folks, or I wouldn't be here breathing. Before I ever got involved in this stuff, the things I witnessed growing up, the things I saw, the things I ran into, already would have filled up an interesting life. Most people would never have seen the things I saw, folks. Police dealing drugs, devil worshiping, corruption, street fighting, just the things I grew up seeing in Dallas. Compared to what the general public has seen, really primed me. And I didn't know why my childhood was like that and why I ran into all these things and why I saw so many bizarre things. I mean, it'd be like a Stephen King novel in and of itself, and it was just all preparation. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Ohio, different side of the country. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, first-time caller here, and I'd like to make a comment about the YouTube debate question because this one really set me off. I think this ties in a bit with what you're saying about balkanization. There's also an effort to polarize or the polarization of all the citizens in this country, and they do that by repeatedly bombarding us with this propaganda, slanting questions like, is the North American Union a conspiracy or it's a conspiracy theory? What we need to do is we need to educate people by deconstructing that word conspiracy.
Yeah, that's a loaded term meant to bring in UFOs and chupacabras.
Exactly. And we do know that the SPP meeting in Canada, the agenda item number one was, how do we hide this from the public and the media at large?
Yeah, that's right. We got the document where they talk about deceiving people and the talking points. Then we see the talking points used in the public. But again, a general public doesn't know what the SPP is. Sir, they don't even know where Canada is. See, that's our problem, is the media is just trying to keep that stable of idiots where they're at, keeping them from waking up.
That's true, but everybody does know that free societies are not governed in secret, and if we can at least turn them on to that idea, that these things are being done in secret, and by definition, they're being done by conspiracy.
Well, I bring this up again. Remember earlier this year? Oh, this isn't an amnesty bill, but it's secret. We can't let you know. We can't let you see the bill, and then it gets leaked by Senator Sessions, and it's total amnesty. I mean, they just, folks, they lie, 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 lie.
Anderson Cooper, before he became a CNN...
CIA operative. Yeah, that's
exactly. Mentioned. He was admitted to the CIA, and that has to be highly suspect in and of itself.
Well, he's also the heir to the Astor fortune.
Correct. And the parting comment I'd like to make is, if you don't believe in quote-unquote conspiracy theory, then you're believing this is all happening by coincidence. Just like throwing up a deck of cards and having it land in perfect order in a pile on the ground. Now, we know that this stuff is happening in secret, and we know that it's being done to undermine the sovereignty of this country, and it is not by coincidence.
I agree, and I appreciate your call. Look, for people out there who bought into the neocon talk or the liberal talk that none of this exists, okay, it doesn't exist, we're dumb. Go read the SPP documents. And then when you actually read how they talk about how to lie to you, maybe then. I mean, will you believe Judicial Watch? They're the ones that got the impeachment started on Clinton. They're conservative. They sued. Another thing, they look at Prison Planet and they say the documents are fake. And once you realize they're lying to you, will you please then admit you were wrong and help us save the country? We're in desperate straits. We need you. We need you to join us. We need you to look at the evidence. And they've got so many other tactics that they use. I mean, I hear every day in the media, no, don't believe what you see on the Internet. It's all lies. Oh, I don't believe that. That's an Internet. I'm like, no, it's a bill. Print it off thomas.loc.gov. Thomas, Shmamish, Momish. It's fake. And I'm like, no. Every mainstream news thing is on the Internet, too. Sure it is. You're just a liar. I like Bush.
I'm going to leave you.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
All right, the Ashcroft confrontation with VR Change Colorado is coming up. Breaking news in New Hampshire. Hostage taken at Clinton campaign office. It'll probably end up being a nut or some guy's husband or boyfriend. But it may just be, it's probably a crazy. An armed man took people hostage Friday at Clinton, Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign office in New Hampshire. Police said the incident happened about 1 p.m. today at 28 North Main Street in Rochester. Officials said that a man is holding people hostage at the office, but it's unclear how many people are being held. There are several police officers positioned across the street from the office, crouched down behind cruisers with guns, according to the report at the scene. Nice thing to feel sorry for Hillary. Hope nobody gets hurt, but probably a mental patient, and she'll call for more gun control.
I have personally dealt with the Al-Qaeda gun owners.
Or if she's talking in Kentucky, she'll go, I don't sneak her mean tall wangler. And if she's talking to a black audience, we've got audio of this, she'll literally try to mimic even the region's particular dialect. By the way, dig that out. People don't believe me. Can you find on the computer Hillary in Kentucky? It's all over YouTube, John. I want to play that. People don't believe me. I mean, whenever she gets up in front of a crowd, she goes, Wang Chong Ming Tang. Because I guess that's kind of the local dialect in Kentucky. It actually is. I've heard people down there that talk like that or up there that talk like that. Not knocking them. We talk pretty weird here in Texas. Everybody talks different. But, Ming Chong Ming Internets. Now, there's a lot of smart, great folks in Kentucky. I'm just having fun with Hillary. A lot of fun with. Here it is. Yeah, go ahead and play it. Here it is.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I could have listened all afternoon. That pulse that you found so faint, you have brought back to life. And the chair of all the mayors in the country, Mayor Palmer from Trenton, New Jersey.
Ching, pong, nang, mer. But it'd be funny if it wasn't so serious. I've seen her in Texas. You should get up there and go, we ought to do a piece with that. Go find all the pieces. So I've seen them separate. I saw this years ago with Hillary, and she'd go, good to be here with you. And looks like Bush does. And he'll be in up north, and he'll shift into the East Atlantic accent. Oh, Buffy, Thurston Howell the Third. He'll literally shift into his real accent. I don't care if you talk like that. That's fine. But the fact that she'll go to L.A. and go, it's good to be here. I like to talk to you. She'll even do it for the local dialect. She's got experts that tell her. And it's so manipulative. Again, it's all staged. She's an Academy Award-winning actress. She should be. The whole world is a stage, and each of us a player upon it. Well, not me. I just let it all hang out. I'm just myself. Coco Mojo, the healthy immune system boosting hot chocolate. I've tried it. It's absolutely delicious, and it's got all the different nutrients in it that they're putting in the inner food. Great way to get it to your children, all those vitamins that they can absorb. A great holiday treat, very affordable. Coco Mojo. Go to prisonplanet.com and link through on the banner to Inner Food, because that subpage gives you an automatic 10% off. And buy in bulk, you get an additional 20 on top of that. Or give them a call, tell them Alex Jones sent you, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or enerfood.com. The best green food out there is their mainline, you know, their base, their main stalwart product. And then, of course, they've got a bunch of other NutriCafe, Healthy Coffee, this great, just a bunch of other products, ladies and gentlemen. I'm out of time for this hour. We're going to come back, take a few calls in that first little segment, then I'm going to come out, get into the Ashcroft thing, a bunch of other audio clips I've got, and news blitzes coming up in the third hour, which is, obviously, 70 seconds away. I am you, Dollar.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
More than